I'm Matt.
And I'm Rachel, and we're with you on the Explorers podcast with UCB.
We're going to explore how we can adventure with God together. Every person of every age. And that means you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you off to?
What do you mean?
Well, you look like an actual explorer today. I know it's the final episode of the series, but you can't just leave now. We've got to finish this episode.
Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'm planning a trip.
Oh, where to?
I'm going on a hike.
Oh, well, you've got to be very prepared for a hike, Matt. Mm. Plenty of water.
Yep, yep. A good pair of socks.
That's a bit of an odd thing to desperately need on a hike, but fine. Boots, a torch maybe. What else?
A map.
Well, do you know, you absolutely do need a map. You don't want to be getting lost on a hike.
Well, I've got this one. Do you think that'll do the job? Help me find my way?
Well, I guess it depends where you're going, but it looks pretty good. I'm sure it'll be fine.
We could use this map in the podcast today as well.
Oh, really? How come?
Well, today we're going to be thinking about how Jesus shows us the best way to live.
He shows us the way?
Yeah, he sort of gives us a kind of map.
Okay, well, before we get into the map, why don't we do the listening thing just to see if God wants to speak to us and get us ready to hear from him.
Perfect.
Before we get started, let's take a couple of deep breaths. Breathe in. And out again. We'll do one more. Breathe in. And out again. My body is God's. My mind is his. Every breath reminds me that he lives.
He stills my body. He quiets my mind. His word reminds me how I've been designed.
I listen to him. He speaks to me. Through his spirit, he helps me see.
All that he's made, everything that he's done. I'm thankful for Jesus, God's only son.
And one more big breath in. And out again.
Today's Bible passage is taken from Matthew chapter 10. And Jesus is gathering together lots of his disciples and followers, and he's about to send them out on a special mission. Now, this is the first time they've gone out on a mission without him. And he's going to give them some very special instructions so that they'll know what to do.
Jesus called his 12 followers together. He gave them power over evil spirits and power to heal every kind of disease and sickness. When you go, tell them this: God's kingdom is now very near. Heal the sick, bring the dead back to life, heal the people who have leprosy, and force demons out of people. I give you these powers freely, so help others freely.
So Jesus is giving them some special instructions for their mission, right?
Right. He wants them to go and tell people everywhere that the kingdom of heaven has arrived, that he is the king, and that it's a powerful kingdom that can heal their bodies and their hearts, and it's free.
We had a question come in from a listener about this, actually. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. They say, I know God wants us to share his love with other people and tell them about the good news, but how can we do that?
That is such a good question.
I know, right? We know that God's good news is for sharing and we want to share it with other people, but how do we do that?
I've got an idea for a game that might help us explore this a little more.
Okay.
If you've got some paper and some pens or pencils or crayons at home, go and grab them and you can join in with this too.
Okay, Matt, why do I have a whiteboard?
Okay, so if you've got paper and something to draw with at home, you're going to join in with Rachel. Now, Rachel, I'm not going to tell you what I want you to draw. You're going to follow my instructions and then try and guess what I've asked you to draw, okay?
Okay, so hang on. I'm going to draw what you're describing, but I don't know what the actual picture is supposed to be.
No, you don't.
Okay, all right. Well, let's give this a go.
Let's see how we go. And you guys can follow my instructions as well. So, just above halfway up your piece of paper or whiteboard, I want you to draw two circles the same size, but they need to be apart from each other, but at the same level. Okay, done that?
Yep, done it.
Right, inside those circles, I want you to do two smaller circles and colour them in.
In the middle?
In the middle or to one side, doesn't matter too much.
Okay.
Now, a little way down from those two circles, in between, I would like you to put two dots.
Okay, yeah.
Next to each other, those dots.
Oh, next to each other, right, yep. Okay.
And underneath those dots, I would like you to do a long curved line where the ends are pointing upwards slightly.
Oh, like a little smiley face.
Exactly. Oh, I think you might be guessing what you're drawing here.
Oh, okay.
Right, last thing.
Yep.
What I would like you to do above those circles is I would like you to do loads of crazy swirls and circly bits, kind of in a long line above those circles that you did at the start. Okay, that should do it. Now, shall we have a look what Rachel's drawn? And we'll see what you've drawn as well.
Okay, are we ready for the big reveal?
Yep.
It looks like a funny face.
Yeah, it is a funny face. That's exactly what I wanted you to draw. Great art skills.
Okay, I think you need to have a turn.
Okay, I'm up for that.
Are you ready?
So now I've got the whiteboard, another opportunity for you to play along wherever you're watching or listening, and Rachel's going to describe something for me to draw.
Okay, here's where I get my revenge. Okay, so I would like you to, halfway down your board or paper, draw a square for me, please. Nice big square. And then when you've got your square, on the top of that, this might completely give it away, I would like you to draw a triangle.
Okay.
With the point right up to the top of your paper. Then, inside that first square that you drew, at the top of the square, on either side, I'd like you to draw some smaller squares. So one on one side and one on the other. And then if you feel like you can, in those squares, could you put two lines to make a cross sign so that it looks like there's four mini squares?
Yeah. Yeah, so squares, not triangles.
Yeah. And then in between those two squares, at the bottom of the first square that you drew, could you do a rectangle for me that's pointing upwards?
Okay.
Okay, do you think you've got it?
I think so.
Okay, let's have a look.
Ta-da! I think it's a house.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. Well done. You followed my instructions so well.
Oh, great instructions, Rachel.
What did you guys get at home? That was so funny. I had to actually trust that you were going to give me the right instructions and I wasn't going to end up drawing something too silly.
Yeah, and just like this map, I'm going to have to trust this on my hike that it's going to show me the right way I should be going.
And that Bible passage before that we read, Jesus was giving his followers those instructions. They had to trust him.
Exactly. Shall we pray and listen to it again?
Really good idea.
Jesus, thank you that you never send us on a special mission without teaching us what to do. As we listen to your word again, show us how you'd like us to share your love with others and follow you better.
Okay, so in that Bible verse, there's lots of different ways to tell other people about Jesus and his good news. One of them is praying for people to get better. Maybe you know someone who's poorly and you want to pray for them. You can do that right now.
Or what about telling them about God's love? Or maybe God's got something really special for you to do. Let's take some time to pause, and God might tell you something or put an idea into your head. Any ideas, Rachel?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to pray for my friend who's poorly, and then I'm going to send her a text message to let her know that I prayed.
Awesome. I'm going to invite one of my friends to church. See, they've asked me questions about Jesus in the past, but at the time I didn't feel brave enough to invite them along.
Oh, well, you'll have to let me know what they say and if they come.
I will. We've loved exploring with you today. We really can hear God speak to us at any age. So, today we've learnt that when Jesus asks us to do a special mission, he always tells us what he wants us to do first. He gives us instructions, a bit like a map.
And we also listen to God about how we can tell others about him too. We have loved journeying with you and exploring how we can listen to God and learn to get to know him much better through his word and by listening to his Holy Spirit.
And if you've got any questions or stories about following Jesus or learning to hear from God, we'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear how you've enjoyed the Explorers podcast and what you've learned about hearing from God through his word and by his Holy Spirit.
You can get your grown-ups to email us anytime, podcasts@ucb.co.uk. We've absolutely loved journeying with you through this first season of Explorers, and we'd love for you to share it with other people.
Remember, everything you've learned with us through Explorers, you can practice at any time. God loves it when we speak to him and when we continue to learn to listen to him. Thanks for joining us on Explorers.